What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to The Toast. I'm so excited because it's hump day. We are joined by, I was like really shook at how many people were so excited for you to be here.
Oh my God, the fans?
The fans, your last episode. Oh, sorry. It's Joey Camasto.
Hey, y'all.
Your last episode where you told the story about you shitting your pants might be in the Toast Hall of Fame.
Oh my God, what an honor.
Do you have any other, have you shit your pants recently?
No, I haven't shit my pants recently, but I'm sure there's something else that's been wild.
I'm sure.
And embarrassing.
You've been booked and busy.
She is. She's booked and busy. I've been, you know, just working around, trying to make that coin, trying to get that Austria rich.
Stop. You literally are a Barstool star.
Yeah, I know.
You it's are crazy. Host of the Out and About podcast.
Correct.
You still host It's Happening with Snooki.
Yes, yeah,
which
Snooki
has
and
been
Joey.
Really an OG.
Yeah, we've been out for many, many moons.
It's been
almost 8 years now, I think.
Wow.
We didn't even know what it was when they first started.
How do you juggle it all, Joey?
I just drink a lot and, you know, take naps. I take a nap every day at 4 o'clock, like Dorinda Medley.
Really?
Yeah.
How long?
Usually about 2 hours.
Holy shit, that's really long.
Yeah, but then I wake up and I'm like, you know, then I can get my things up. And then I have to put myself down.
Right.
Like a thoroughbred with pills.
So you take uppers and downers.
I don't take uppers anymore. I take uppers when I go out to stay up. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, just during the workday, you know, I put what I can put in the workday. And then, you know, I take some time for myself.
And what puts you down these days?
Just regular Xanax, but I also do like a Unisom. If I'm overseas, I can't get the good stuff. I will take a Unisom. I'll take two.
A Unisom is nice.
Unisom, but I was also on the CVS brand name pills for a long time.
Oh, like the generic brand Unisom.
The generic brand ones, yeah.
And how did they work?
They were good. I like those as well. Those are good if you're on a bargain queen.
Are you a bargain queen? No, you're rich these days.
I'm rich these days, but yeah, I'm still not a bargain queen. I'm spending so much money, it's like ridiculous.
Are you, now you have this newfound like life, you know, I think for a really long time you were kind of like a sidekick almost.
Yeah,
is that
sure.
rude to say?
No,
I don't know.
No, not at all.
You were doing, you know, Snooki's podcast.
Well, I like to say I was living in the shadow of Snooki's poof.
You were living in the shadow of Snooki's.
That's gonna
poof.
Be the tale of my memoir.
Love that.
It's called Joey Get Out of the Shot, Living My Life Living in the Shadow of Snooki's Poof.
It's literally amazing.
I know.
But you were always this star. You really were.
I
feel
agree.
Very, not to like make everything about me, I feel like I always saw it. You know, you've been on the Toast. Your first Toast was like back in the day.
Yeah.
And
before we both had chin lipo.
Right.
Yes.
And you have always been a star, but I'm so glad everyone's seeing it now. Tell me about life at Barstool. I never would have pictured you at Barstool,
but either. Let
me just say, it's a perfect, hey, Miss Portnoy.
Miss Portnoy, oh my God, he's so annoyed with me. It's kind of like a dream come true. It's like, I always wanted an environment where I could just be myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, when you had a regular job, like, did you ever have a real job?
I did.
Okay, remember when you had a regular job and you're just fucking around all day doing things that are funny, practical jokes in the office, faxing your friends, pictures of your asshole.
And nobody appreciates you.
Yeah, no one appreciates you. So you're really just doing the most at your job, which you're meant to be doing.
Yeah.
It's almost like dress for the job you want, not the one you have. So I just did the job I wanted, but not at the job.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I'd be like, you know, in an office, but I'd be like, you know, performing and faxing my to people.
Right.
So now I just could do that in a professional setting.
What is the HR situation at Barstool? Because I feel like
Have one.
They do.
They have one. But it's getting more and more like, you know, stricter now because we just got bought by Penn National Gaming.
Right.
But even before that, they have like they have a law, like, you know, they sign you up. But also when you're signing on the papers, it says like, you know, be aware that you will be exposed to lewd, you know, lewd situations,
right,
and things
right.
like that. There will be foul language. There will be this. You kind of know ahead of time what you're getting in for, so you're not like, you know, a Christian woman's not going to go in there buttoned up, and then I run around with a thong on.
I'm not worried about you.
Yeah.
Being, you know, it's too lewd for you. But have you crossed the line? Like,
I'm sure I have.
But have you gotten in trouble?
Not yet. Knock on wood.
I feel like they love you. They know what they have with you.
Yeah. But you have to be careful. I mean, I do like, you know, I can have a slip of the tongue. Next thing you know,
fired.
A certain group of people
fired.
Yeah. they'll get rid of me. But I, you know, it's been really fun. They let me be yourselves. It's really actually when they hire you, they're like, all right, go out and have fun, make good stuff, and just be yourself. So I've kind of been doing that. So we've been doing great on the podcast. I'm doing a little reality show called Working Girls. It's basically like, it's like Simple Life, but with two unhinged gays.
Love, love, love. And yeah. Is that you and your co-host?
Me and co-host Trish. So we're doing that. We're actually having an event tomorrow for our big episode we're having.
And you know, it's Pride Month, which is Pride Month. The only reason you're here. I've decided to tokenize you. I had a lesbian yesterday.
Oh, who was that?
Taylor Strecker.
Oh, she's coming on my podcast this week.
She's the best.
Yes, we're doing a Yankee swap. Yeah,
love that. I feel like you're the type of queen who would like hates Pride Month. Am I right about that? You do, right?
It's not because I'm that type of queen. I'm just old. It's like, I've shaken a tail feather with the dyke lesbians on the pier.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do know.
They like to fight at the Pride Parade.
Do they?
Oh my God. So everyone says, what's Pride like? It's really just a bunch of butch lesbians getting in fist fights.
Interesting.
And us, you know, and drunk and gays like pill swapping.
Pussy popping
on the pier.
Taking poppers.
Yeah. All of that.
I would love to experience Pride through your eyes.
Well, you can, because I'm going to be having a double-decker bus float for Barstool Sports this year.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Last year, I only had a pickup truck. But this year, we got a double-decker float.
You got budget this year.
Budget. Mamitas came in. I know I can't say that in front of the Spritz.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, that's a tequila-based cocktail. Right. This is a...
wine.
A wine-based cocktail.
You know why I love podcasting with you?
Why?
Because you make me feel like I talk like at a normal pace.
Oh, yeah.
You...
People have to slow down. You know on the podcast, like on Apple Podcasts, you can like slow it down? Mm-hmm. People have to do that to me all the time.
Honestly, I feel like I am a professional speed talker, and I can understand people who talk really fast. I swear to God, I missed half of what you just said.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
Well, you know, we're busy New York girls about town.
And we could fill this podcast with what another podcast would do in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel
it's
good.
It's all about, you know, time management.
So you are going to join me today for the Fast Five. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world of pop culture.
I'm so excited.
And it's Wednesday, which is the day we do our Dear Toasters. So we have the girlies writing in. They're distressed. They're in need of our help.
Your toasters have... Again, they're such a mafia.
And they get themselves into some pickles. We have some stories. I chose more of the unhinged ones because I know you like to go there.
Yeah.
And I think you're gonna like what you hear today.
I want to say there's like at least like 67% of my fans come up to me and say, I've discovered you from the toast.
By the way, seriously, I love that.
That's why I wore this outfit today.
Oh, yes. You look very toasty.
Well, in case there's any casting agents out there.
Yes. I mean, if there are any casting agents out there, don't look at Joey. Look right at me.
Yeah.
This is my show.
Are you upset that you didn't get called for the new and improved New York Housewives? Because you would have been perfection on that show.
I don't... I am upset because I want to be considered for everything, but I don't think I would have considered it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't.
I'm excited for Jenna Lyons on that show.
I mean, I met Uba.
Ooh.
Everything.
The model.
Everything.
Yeah. She's hot.
Funny, beautiful.
Oh, she's funny too?
Funny.
Pretty and funny.
Yeah, I know. It was like a little... I wanted to hate her, but she was so nice.
Uba.
She was like really kind of everything.
Ooh. I love Jenna Lyons.
Yeah,
also,
well, she's like a name. Yeah. Oh, is she a lesbian?
Yeah, she's a lesbian.
Love that.
And you know, she was born with no teeth or eyelashes.
What?
You have to Google it. It's a whole story. She talks about it in her interviews.
How did she get teeth and eyelashes?
Well, she has a new eyelash line she sells.
Oh, that's smart.
She has an eyelash line she sells and teeth. I think she just went, you know...
Straight to the doc.
To Turkey. Straight to Turkey. Should I get a hair transplant in Turkey?
Should you?
Yeah, I think I want to do it.
By the way, you have great hair, so I actually don't think you need it. But if you were to go get it for whatever reason, I have heard wonderful things.
Well, because they give you a free trip out there. If there's any balding, toasting men out there,
yeah.
Turkey will hook you up. They give you a free flight. They put you up in luxury accommodations.
And they say that the flight from Turkey back to New York City is filled with people with like head wraps, nose bandages, their mouths completely like fucked.
The same thing coming back from, where do the girls get the BBLs now?
Oh, it's South America.
Yeah, so they come back from there like on their knees, backwards on a chair.
Do you ever watch Darcy and Stacey?
No, who are they?
Oh my God, the TLC queens?
No.
You don't know Darcy Silva?
Are they the 600-pound life gals?
No, they're two sisters. I think they were discovered on like Married at First Sight or 90 Day Fiancé, and they got their own spinoff. And they took a trip to Turkey on the show, and they got it all. Waist, hip.
Good for them.
Eyes. It was really interesting.
Lucky girls. I'm trying to figure out how to sit. I know Meghan Marbles told me one time, you're supposed to sit with your ankles crossed like a lady.
Yeah, that's the royal way.
But I want to sit like this.
You look great.
Do I look like I have a fat whale ass if I'm sitting like this?
No, you could never, Joey.
Okay, I'm gonna try different positions. Sound off in the comments below which one you like best.
No, that's creating engagement. Thank you for that. Now, before we dive in, there's kind of been a major update in your life since we last saw you.
Yes.
You have a boyfriend.
I know, it's been almost a year.
Tell me everything. What is life like with a boyfriend after not having one?
For almost two decades.
Right.
It's That's the most surprisingly like easy and happiest thing in my life.
How did you meet?
We met at a bar. He was at a bar. It was just a regular old street bar, and I went up to him, and I was myself. I'll say that much. I was myself. I just said, "You want to hear what I said?"
Yeah, of course.
My quote was, and I thought, and I had a couple. I think I was drinking Hennessy at the time. I said, "Yes," and I thank God I didn't say shoddy because I almost did. I said, "Yo, you got a fat ass."
Okay. Did you mean fat with an F or fat with a P?
Yeah. And you know, and then we just kind of like met. And we started hanging out at that part. We realized we had like a lot of stuff in common, and mm-hmm. we got along really well. And just like, you know, it was just easy. And it's insane, like, to know how easy it could be. Like, you know, everyone says wait for the right person, and it's such a fucking like textbook thing.
Yeah.
But it literally is. I mean, you found yours at 19.
Yeah, 18.
Through a shit. What is it called?
Oh my God, shidduch.
Yeah. But you know, it's just like it's. When you have to find the right person that's right for you, it's just like, it's like the easiest things. You have to find the right balance of everything. So it's about compromising. I mean, I know it sounds fucking cliche.
No.
But it's just like, it's like the easiest thing. And he's the sweetest, like kindest.
And
he met my family.
Is he like soft-spoken?
Yes. I'm definitely the
loud
star
one
of the show.
And what does he make of you? Like, you have this enormous personality.
He loves it.
Yeah.
When he first like started hanging out, he like send these beautiful notes saying like, I love you because you do this, and this is how you are, and how you're unapologetic, and you're just like,
that's so sweet,
out there, and just like, you know, the nicest thing. He's the kindest man I've ever met.
And it's so hard when you have like big, and it's not, you have like an authentic, you don't put on.
No.
Like your personality.
I can't turn this off.
No, it's
so, without pills.
It's without a unisom.
Yeah.
It's so you, and it's so authentic, and I feel the same. And we're not for everyone. Like, we definitely aren't a choir taste. We can be a lot. I think a lot of people consider me like too much sometimes.
Yeah.
And so to find someone who you don't have to dim your light for is such a blessing.
Yeah, no, it really is.
I'm so happy for you.
It really is. And it's been nice, you know, and I've always been terrified that, well, all the things I was scared of in a relationship beforehand, now it's like, I really just care about his happiness and us together. So like, you know, everyone has the inevitable thought in their head, oh God, what happens if we break up or something like that happens? My life's going to be ruined.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's at a place where I like, we care about each other so much. It's like, you know, nothing will, even if we do separate, I hope that never happens.
Yeah.
But like, it's like you care about them and you want
you
the best
for them.
You
just want them to be happy.
Yeah.
I mean, love that. Are you living together?
Not yet, but I am moving. I need your help with that.
Oh, you're moving?
I've never had a rich apartment before.
Oh, I can help you.
Okay.
It's so exciting.
I'll give you my budge, but
I need,
do you want to hear my needs for the apartment? If there's any realtors out there that want to work with me, I will not pay a fee, but I will shout you out.
Okay.
On Claudia's Instagram. I need to have a sectional. I've never had a sectional in my life.
Couch. Okay.
I need a sectional couch because the thing is, me and baby, like, we just lay on the, every time I want to watch a movie, I have a very cute West Elm couch, but it's like, and it's definitely for show.
Yeah.
And we can't lay down and cuddle, especially I'm a large gal.
Yeah, I understand.
So
I have the perfect couch for you, by the way.
Oh, good.
I know the perfect couch.
I want a sectional so we can watch movies there. I want to have a dining room table. I've never had a dining table. I'm a homemaker.
It's a luxury in New York, and you're such an amazing cook.
Yeah, I know, I have to have one.
You have so many weird talents. Like,
it's just three.
You're a star, and like, you are a personality.
Yeah.
But you also are an amazing chef. Yep. Like actual chef. Mm-hmm. You're such a talented makeup artist.
Yes.
You're wearing a full beat today.
Full
you look
beat.
Glam.
Thank you.
And what's your third? Hair?
Well, no, it's cooking, beauty, and comedy. That's the three things.
Comedy, yeah. It's so interesting.
I also do like a tablescape, but that's more of a hobby.
Yeah, so you need a dining room.
I need a dining room table. I'm nothing huge. I prefer not a cafe table, but I would like at least a 4 or 6 seater.
Yep.
I need to have a king size bedroom, obviously.
Of course.
Outdoor space is preferred, but not like, if I get a high rise, I'm gonna have to have a balcony. I don't want a balcony. I want to be able to like plant shit outside.
Yeah, it's not a deal breaker.
So I'm not gonna have any sunlight if I have the Upper East Side because I'm gonna have to be in the backyard.
Uh huh.
There's no sun back there.
Uh-huh.
I just need windows. I don't have a window. Or I don't have a countertop in my kitchen.
Would you leave the borough?
No.
Brooklyn?
Maybe. I mean, if I was buying something, I would go to Brooklyn.
Are you buying or renting?
I'm renting.
Yeah,
did you buy yours?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I love renting.
Yeah.
I live like a very carefree life.
Do you have a side home? A side hustle home?
A what?
Do you have a side home? Do you have
a second
country
home? No, I don't. One thing about me, I have absolutely no financial assets. I don't have a car.
Your husband's rich.
I have like a completely untethered life.
Yeah. Jackie's really showing us both up. She has 10 kids.
She has
two homes.
Yeah. Well, she has one home and one kid. But
and
she
has
a
self-tanning machine in their house.
No, that's Shannon.
Oh.
My other redheaded friend.
That's right.
Yeah. You should meet Shannon. You'd love
I've
her.
I've met her, I think.
Oh, good.
Who does she run? She's been running with. She's been making the rounds. I know that
she's
Shannon.
She's a podcast girly, and she's been like podcasting with everyone.
I've been seeing her around. She was hanging out with my friend Alex Bennett the other day.
Okay.
She just hangs out with you. Oh, yeah. You borrowed all her costumes, all her outfits at Stagecoach.
Exactly.
I remember her.
So a fun fact about Joey is you're a huge country music fan.
Yes.
Which is so unexpected. You're just so dynamic.
I know. I love country music.
And we're going to talk, that's our first story, a little of the Morgan Wallen drama.
Oh, I love him.
An update in the story. And I want to get your thoughts on Morgan Wallen. So should we dive in?
Before we dive in, can I have one very important question for you?
Sure.
Who is Turdy? I've been seeing these comments everywhere, and I'm guessing from the toasters are saying, is it your skinny alter ego?
You know, I mean, that's a good way of thinking about it, but it's just me. It's my nickname.
Turdy. How do you get it?
Okay, so it all started when Emily Ratajkowski got married.
Did she come on the show yet?
No.
She has her own podcast.
I know. We're just very different. I don't think we would get along. Mm. I don't think it's a match.
Okay.
So her husband's name was Sebastian McClurd. So Jackie started calling me Sebastian McClurdia.
Okay.
And then it was McClurd, and then it was Clurd, and then it was Turd, and then it was Turdy, and then it was Turdy Lou.
Got it.
And then when the Murdaugh trial was happening, it was Turdy Lou Murdaugh.
I was just there.
Where?
In South Carolina.
Oh, I thought you meant like at the Murdaugh's house.
No.
What was it like?
South Charleston?
Yeah.
It was cute.
It is cute.
I don't think I did the right things. I mean, I hung out at some good places, but I was expecting to be more Southern charm, like sitting on a porch with a mint julep and right. like eating, you know, tea sandwiches.
Crab cakes.
But it wasn't that.
It wasn't.
It was something quite different. But it was fun. But Turdy, okay.
I'm so glad we cleared that up. Thank you for asking.
No, because I was seeing it. I felt like I was not in on the joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like when... Do you know when Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton say Sana Sa?
Sana Sa.
Do we know the story?
No.
Have we never found out the story
but
yet?
But the thing is, like, at this point...
Do we want to know?
It doesn't even matter. I'm sure it would be a letdown.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but Sana Sa, Sana Sa, Sana Sa,
Sana Sa,
Sana Sa, Sana Sa. What do you think about Luann and Sonia's, like, new spinoff show that is, like, a simple life type of show?
I'm excited to see about it. They're coming on my podcast.
They are.
Yes, they are. I don't know. I don't know much about it. I know that Luann was saying that they filmed it. They already filmed a bunch of it.
Yes.
I think she was like, because Luann was in, came over solo once.
It's filmed and it's coming out soon on Peacock.
Yeah.
I think
I'm excited for it.
Me too. I like them changing up the format.
They're unhinged. Are they both sober?
I hope that Luann is still sober, and I don't know if Sonia is.
Yeah, I need someone. I need one of them to take a little bit.
I don't think they will be
up
for the show.
Okay.
Would you ever become sober?
I would.
You would.
You know, I definitely would. I mean, it's not that but I would definitely not be like fully sober. I would stop drinking, but I would need something to like
take the edge off.
I don't know why they haven't invented a pill. I would only stop to lose weight. I wouldn't stop
right.
for health reasons.
Right.
But like, why don't they invent a pill that's exactly like, because taking weed gummies is not the same as getting drunk. So why can't they take a drunk pill?
No, that's a really good point. Like,
without the calories.
Weed gummies are such like downers.
They're downers, and you end up eating. You get so hungry.
I know.
But if there's an alcohol pill, if there's any scientists out there
yeah.
in the lab right now listening to the toast, invent that pill and I'll buy it.
I'll buy it too in a second.
Okay, sorry I cut you off. Did you want to get back to the five toasts?
Oh, I mean, we do eventually like have to get into it, but
okay,
we don't
it.
Have to if you don't want to.
Oh, no, I do. I also love all these things you get, all these custom things.
Oh, you like my merch?
Do you sell that?
No, we don't. We don't, but we should. Do you want one?
I would love one. Can I just have the iPad instead?
No. All right, ready for the fast five stories
yeah.
that you need to know? Give me a crunch. That was good.
Thank you.
Very good. That was better than Ben.
Well,
don't tell him I said that. Today's episode is brought to you by Stamps.com. With so much of our world digitized and automated, why stick to old school mailing and shipping? If you mail or ship often, let Stamps.com do the hard part for you. Simply print postage and shipping labels right from your home or office. It's ready to go in minutes. There's no long lines and no complicated setup required. So it's basically the post office in your office. Postage rates have just increased again. Luckily, Stamps.com has the best discounts in the industry. They have amazing partnerships with USPS and UPS for unbeatable rates, up to 84% off. Plus, Stamps.com automatically tells you the cheapest and fastest shipping options for you. Stamps.com is just like a reputable business. Everybody knows them. They've been around for 25 years. They've been an indispensable resource for over a million businesses. So whether you have a side hustle, an e-commerce business, an Etsy shop, where you just like do a lot of shipping in your day-to-day, Stamps.com will make it so much easier for you. All you need is a computer and a printer, and they even send you a free scale, so you'll have everything you need to get started. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. If you're selling products online, Stamps.com will seamlessly connect to every major marketplace and shopping cart. So avoid the hassle and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with our promo code TOAST. You'll get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. There are no long-term commitments or contracts. Again, go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and enter code TOAST TOAST, stamps.com, code TOAST. Today's episode is also brought to you by Nutrafol. 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. If you're among them, you know how treacherous it can be, but do know that you're not alone, and there is a solution out there for you that can deliver results. So this is kind of like my cross to bear these days. I've been experiencing hair shedding, and it was really scary at first because I would just brush my hair or take a shower, and I would just literally have clumps falling out. And I took to Instagram to ask people what they're doing for their hair issues. And everyone in my personal life on social media recommended Nutrafol. It's super common, but it's just not openly talked about, especially amongst women. Going through it can feel really like lonely and frustrating, but Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement. It's clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. They support healthy hair growth from within by targeting the five root causes of thinning, which can be stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism. And they do that through whole body health. They have three unique formulas at Nutrafol to support women throughout all stages of life. I know a lot of people experience hair change. It happened to Jackie when she was pregnant, and then postpartum can cause a lot of hair loss. So they're supporting you through all stages of life, whether that's postpartum or menopause. Each formula is physician formulated using natural, drug-free, medical-grade ingredients in consistently effective dosages, so you get the most reliable results. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support the toast by going to Nutrafol.com, enter the promo code THETOAST, and you'll save $10 off your first month's subscription. The offer is only available to U.S. customers, and it's only for a limited time. You'll also get free shipping on every order. So that's $10 off when you go to Nutrafol.com, which is spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code THETOAST. All right, our first story is a little country music news. Let me get your take on this whole crisis from start to finish.
I remember this.
But Morgan Wallen is officially cleared to sing after canceling 6 weeks of tour dates and being on vocal rest. The country singer announced that he was given the okay to talk and sing after being on a weeks-long vocal rest.
Oh, he couldn't even talk?
No.
Did she have a notepad she was passing around going like,
oh. Must have been. Mm. He said, the doc cleared me to talk and sing. We're back. So I guess that means he's going to be rescheduling all the shows. Now, there was a lot of doubt when it came out that he was going to be put on vocal rest, because there's been rumors about him, you know, struggling with alcohol, and like, you know, people said, I saw him at a bar the day before the show. What was your take on the whole thing?
My take on the whole thing is it's devastating anytime you have to let the fans down like that or do something big like that. So there had to be something very substantial for him to have to
do that.
And I don't think it's being like that, because he canceled the whole show. I mean, he canceled a whole tour.
Yeah.
So if he was really drunk and just fucked up, he would have picked up like a couple days after, because that's just a lot of money, and even insurance, all that shit goes there. He's out on a lot of money.
True.
By doing that. So if he was just drunk, he would have picked up sooner than
right. They would have put him on some Adderall.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he was like messy. You know, when you're on tour, he's a rock star. So
right.
That's kind of what happens. I don't think maybe that night it was, but I think that it had to have been like a progression of things of his health. Due to him being drunk.
Yeah.
All the time.
Right. You can get sick when you're drinking so much.
Yeah. So I think it could have been caused by that, but I don't think that's why. I don't think he like got fucked up and then had to cancel the thing.
Did you have tickets for the New York show?
I did not have tickets. Thank God.
Me neither.
So I would be upset if we lost them.
I was like planning on going, but one thing about me, I'm not gonna buy tickets till the day before. Like, I'm so—
You always do that?
One, I'm so lazy.
But how do you get the good tickets?
Well, the cool thing about being a touring artist,
yeah,
is you have access to lots, yeah, of tickets, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of one of my perks.
I do as well.
I'm sure you have through
the Game Time app.
Through the Game Time. Use code TOAST.
Yeah, use code STOOL for $20 off.
No, use code TOAST.
Okay. Do you have it too?
Yeah, of course. Okay. By the way, that shit is good. Like,
it's the best. No, seriously, Game Time is the best.
Yeah, co toast, bitch.
Okay.
Are you going to go to the Eras Tour? What are your thoughts on Taylor Swift?
Okay, I talked about this yesterday. I am so excited for the people, for the Swifties. What are they called?
Swifties.
They're Swifties. I'm so excited for them because they are so passionate about an artist, and she is giving it to you fucking full on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that gal.
That's fine.
I appreciate her. I think she's stunning. I think she's brilliant. She's, you know, a great music artist. What did Aretha Franklin say? Pretty gowns.
Yeah.
Beautiful pretty gowns.
That was mean.
Yeah.
Aretha was wrong for that.
Yeah. Pretty gowns. I get the vibe with it. And I do, I'm sure she's, all her songs are bops. So I'm sure I've heard a bunch of her songs and I'm bopping
to them.
And
if you went, you would know a lot.
I was wanting to go for the pop culture things. It became such a phenomenon. It's taken over the world, the globe, if you will.
Yes, every time she has a show, there's like 10 stories on page 6.
Yeah, so I'm so excited. Everything's, I want to see her dive into the stage. There's like so many things.
But it's a lot of money to spend if you're not like.
That's what I said.
So if somebody offered you a ticket, you would go free?
Yeah, I was offered a free ticket. I didn't go.
Why?
Because I was in South Carolina.
Got it.
Yeah.
And you feel good about that decision?
Yeah.
Even though you just said you didn't even really like it that much.
Yeah, it was a shitty time all around. but I didn't. I didn't. I didn't miss out too much. But I'm excited that she's doing well. I think she's giving the fans like everything. Mm-hmm. I think the ticket prices are a little crazy. I mean, but get that bag, mama.
No, I mean, you would. I did not get free
tickets. She's got to make money back because didn't she get robbed of all her songs from Scooter Brown?
Right, Scooter Brown. So she is on a mission to. She's also probably by the end of the year going to become a billionaire.
Ooh.
Her net worth is
she's
about.
She's not one yet?
No, her net worth is about.
Kylie slinging those lip glosses makes more than she does?
Yeah.
What?
Even though I think on the Forbes list that just came out, Kylie was actually lower than Taylor. Kylie's
fluctuates. People don't realize about rich people like us. Right. Our capital will fluctuate.
Our capital will fluctuate. And it's more about like your assets. Like Kylie's business was worth $1 billion, not Kylie herself,
Yeah.
So Taylor was recently ranked at $750 million. And her tour will generate over $1 billion. And she will become a billionaire by the time.
And
the tour
is she
ends.
With a record label now? Or she has her own label.
No, she's with a record label. But she, when she was, you know, brought to the market to meet all the different record labels, she was only interested in meeting with record labels that would help release her music. But she owned the masters to them.
Yeah, because now there's I see a lot of Swifties going on TikTok. They mistakenly listened to the old version,
right?
And then they thought they were gonna, like, you know, she was gonna find out,
right? Like she was like they were gonna get shot.
Side note. Toasters, did you see the video of Tina Knowles getting pulled out of the crowd when she got lost?
Oh my God, okay.
I was dying.
I brought this up on the toast and you're like, nobody knew what I was talking about. Thank you so much for bringing that up. How the fuck did Beyonce's mom get in the pit and then all the fans literally hoisted her up and brought her back to security? What was that?
I think when I looked at it, it was ground floor. So I can assume that she was like in that area. She might have stumbled out of a back room somewhere, saw the stage, figured she could just be able to walk through
straight.
And there would be an opening, but there wasn't an opening there.
Oh. Oh my God, I'm so glad you brought that up. Are you going to see Beyonce?
I would love to see Beyonce, yes.
So I have like the same thing. If somebody offered me a ticket, I would totally go, but I'm not going to buy a ticket.
Yeah, you know?
But I've been seeing some content and it looks...
Really fun.
It looks really
just
major.
A horse. She comes down on a horse. There's Vogue Queens. There's a whole...
Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy. Yeah, she performs as well with box braids.
I would love your thoughts on Nepo Babies.
I'm annoyed that I'm not a Nepo Baby.
Same.
Yeah, so I'm just so pissed about it. I mean, I think it's great.
I'm not mad in the slightest.
I'm not mad. I mean, if God, you know, brought you in the world and that's your things, what you do with it, I think, is a different thing. I mean, you could be talented. If you're not talented, then it's just like anything else. But I think that, you know, like I said, Beyonce has the same 24 hours in a day as we do. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's what Jackie and I always say. Like, the cream rises. Like, you can get the opportunity, but if you stink, you stink.
Yeah.
Can't make people
money
like
Money can't
you.
Make you talented.
Money can't make you likable.
Yeah. And money can't, you know, if you say you want to be a singer, look at Kristen Stewart. When she wanted to be a singer or whatever, she mm-hmm. a reality star. She came from a beautiful family and had a reality thing. And where is she now? It's like, you know, she wasn't good. It wasn't for her.
Kristen Stewart as in Twilight Kristen Stewart?
No, Kristen Stewart, like Rod Stewart's daughter.
Oh, Kimberly Stewart.
Kimberly Stewart,
okay,
sorry.
I'm like, Kristen Stewart tried to sing and be on reality TV? I'm like, Kristen Stewart.
That was just one thing that came to my mind.
By the way, that's an amazing example of like nepotism being only a springboard.
Yeah.
And when you think of Kimberly Stewart's most iconic pop culture moments, what do you think of?
Oh, the motorcycle on the red carpet. Of course.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you said that.
Yes, of course.
When she and Paris tried to ride a motorcycle on the red carpet and like almost killed 10 people, most iconic moment
those
of
events
my life.
Were so cringy and chuggy.
Amazing.
They'd be like, oh, we're doing a pop-up for Go-Gurt Squirts. They would show up to like any event.
And they were getting paid.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Kimberly Stewart is the greatest example of nepotism. Really not, it's a two-way street.
Yeah. You make what's best of it. I mean, I look at, you know, the Richie, that girl. Now
Sophia.
She's the it girl now. She's got it. She's talented at influencing and, you know, just having style. She's a style icon.
She is.
She really is.
And Jackie and I were saying last week.
Did you go to her wedding?
I did not. Jackie and I were saying last week how she's really influencing a younger generation to dress so, like, not modest, but classy and chic. Whereas I feel like for a while, like, thotty was the vibe and everyone had their tits and asses out. And now everyone's wearing, like, peacoats.
She looks like she smells
culottes.
So good.
I know. She definitely showers every
day. Did you go to her wedding?
Who?
That octopus lover.
I had dinner with him two
did
nights
you?
Ago.
I'm upset. I heard him. Okay, listen. I was walking down the hall. I hear a gay person coming through the walls and I'm going like this. And
at
I'm
the at, office?
At bar, yeah, at the office. I'm at Barstool and I'm like, There's a gay in the office. I can hear her chirping the walls.
Your radar.
Yeah. He was in Chicks in the Office. So I go in there. I said, did you have a gay person in your room? He goes, yeah, it was Octopus Lover. I freaked out. He's not going to be available for my podcast to come on when he's here in New York. But
He's not coming on the toast. He's a big toaster,
he's
but
fabulous.
I think he wants to prepare for
Jake,
his
name is?
Jake Shane.
He's so talented.
I'm so glad you know who he is because yesterday Taylor Strecker was like, what are you talking about?
He is the funniest fucking person.
Talent.
When he did number two, one pencil, number two, he goes, hi. Hi.
He's so funny. He's really, when I met him in person, he's so down to earth.
Good.
You're going to like love him.
Oh, good.
And he's here for the weekend. I'm going to hang out with him this weekend if you want to come.
Okay, good.
Are you around this weekend?
Yeah, yeah.
We need to hang. We haven't hanged in a while.
I know. Let's
we had it. Like a year where we went out hard. Like we were nuts.
I know.
We need to do that again.
Wild. Remember Ben fell on his head?
Ben fell on his head?
No, my friend fell on his head.
No, where?
It was at like some part. I think it was like one of those down. You always go to bars that are downstairs.
Yeah.
Lots of stairs involved.
I know. One thing about me, it's like if the bathroom's downstairs, I'm not going. I'll shit my pants. Just like you in the Uber. Okay, ready for a little bit more pop culture?
Yes.
Okay, so tonight is the season finale.
Ooh.
Third episode for the reunion of Vanderpump Rules.
You told me this. How many? Is this the last one?
This is the last one. And everyone has been saying that there's this big reveal at the end of the episode.
A reveal?
A reveal yourselves. That was good. Yeah. And nobody knows what it is. People are speculating that Raquel is pregnant. And James Kennedy has taken to Instagram to tease this big thing, being like, this is not a drill. So he made a video. He said, guys, if you think it's been a wild ride thus far, strap your bloody seatbelts. The madness begins tomorrow. This is not a drill. Get ready. Just watched part three.
He was the official whistleblower. Of the tea.
So we still don't know what it is. And the fact that they're blowing it up so much, I feel like we can really only be let down.
Yeah.
Because now people are saying, like, what if Raquel is in fact pregnant, because she like has not been seen, that would truly be
Raquel
the
is the one that got the one that the mistress.
The mistress. And if she's pregnant, that would truly be the craziest thing of all time.
He's still going out performing. I guess he's a cover band.
Tom. Yeah. Oh God. It's
the
really
cheater. Why does everyone call him Worm with a Mustache?
Because at part one of the reunion, James was getting so mad at him. He was like, shut up. You're a fucking worm with a mustache.
Oh,
and that really took off.
Okay. Got it. It's trending.
It's trending.
I think that, first of all, I don't know why it got so big. And I'm saying cheating's never right. I guess it got so big because she was the best friend and she was like a secret thing. But
yeah, I don't know why this. There's
don't
been
you think
drama.
That the actual meat of the story is a little bit out of like blown out of proportion for what actually happened?
Like, no, if you've been watching and like you know these people, it's really the craziest thing
because they're best friends. Like, sure. So these two lit chicks were like hanging out all day
and like all season. People
then
were
that's fucked up.
People were coming for Raquel saying like she's not to be trusted with your man, and Ariana was like, she's my best friend, you guys. Like, she's rode so hard for this girl.
We like Ariana.
We love Ariana. She's the hero of
the
story.
Didn't she do that to Chris and Jody, though, in the beginning?
Right. So that's what kind of the underlying hypocrisy of this whole group
is. But
it wasn't
an affair, though. It was like, you know, like, they weren't
the
really
timelines
together.
Were, like, a little blurry.
But this is a full-on
Kristen Jody's not mad, so, like, I guess we can't be.
Yeah.
Do you know any of the Vanderpump peeps?
I forgot. I'm sure I've hung out with a bunch of them
right.
before. But I don't have anyone's phone number.
No, you don't have like personal relationships. Like, you don't have any tea you could tell me afterwards.
No, not on those girls, no.
Well, Jax and Brittany are coming on the toast.
Oh, Jax, he's nice.
He's lovely.
I saw his name under mine for the
yes,
on the toast lineup.
He's coming on Friday. Him and Brittany are recording with me tomorrow.
So they're married and doing well.
Married, doing well.
Well, see, I'm glad that happened because he was the bad one. He was the original Tom.
Villain.
Villain, sleeping around.
And towards his end of, you know, his time on the show. Like,
His tenure.
He was really just like on this mission to show everyone that Tom Sandoval was a bad guy. And now he's been vindicated.
Has Tom Bar opened up since?
Yes.
Since?
Yes.
Has it been vandalized?
Yes.
It has, really?
It has. The
oh
bathrooms,
my God.
People are writing Team Ariana in lipstick. It's been vandalized.
Oh my God.
This is like crazy. It's like serious, Joey.
I should have went to LA Pride now that I'm thinking about
it. Yeah, because there's definitely going to be something going down if they're filming, especially. And they always film during Pride.
Yeah. Oh my God. I just feel bad for all parties involved. Not for Tom, because Tom did that willingly. But both those girls, and I think it's always the boys' fault.
I agree.
Don't you think?
Have you ever cheated?
No, I would never.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Yes.
You
that's
have.
Why I haven't dated for years.
You're
remember,
damaged.
Tim cheated on me.
Who?
Tim.
Tim. I
yeah,
hate him.
From 2012.
Was it an affair? Was it like a one-time
thing?
No, it was
thing? Like, I don't know. It was like, you know, yeah, it was a couple of times that they hung out.
How did you find out?
He told me.
Oh, wow. Honest.
He was drinking a blue Powerade at the time.
And have you ever been able to drink
light,
Powerade since?
No, I can't even look at it.
So exciting.
And I was at a Wawa. I remember that day very vividly. We were on the beach and I was drinking Skinny Girl margaritas out of the bottle.
And it's kind of like fucked up of him to do it like out of a Wawa, because then that kind of puts like a negative stamp on Wawa when it's such a fabulous establishment.
Yeah. Wawa or Pub Subs?
Wawa.
More than Pub Subs.
Yeah. So I actually recently had a Pub Sub for the first time.
Same.
I didn't think it was all that it was cracked up to be. Wawa's much better.
Yeah, I like Wawa.
And the Wawa mac and cheese.
Have you had the Panera mac and cheese?
I have, actually. I actually don't think it's good.
No? What about Chick-fil-A mac and cheese?
I actually have never had it.
Oh, it's fire.
The best mac and cheese fast food. Say on the count of three.
Wait, I don't know.
Okay, take a minute to think about it. Because it's so obvious.
I haven't mentioned it yet?
No.
Fast food mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Who else has mac and cheese? Tell me, but Boston Market?
Boston Market.
I was going to say.
Boston Market and KFC have really, really similar recipes.
I
know KFC.
I like KFC's coleslaw.
No, KFC's mac and cheese. Like, seriously, there will come a time in my life where, like, I don't care about what I look like anymore. And I will eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the rest of my life.
I think I'm going to get it this week.
No, it's on Postmates. But Boston Market or KFC, they're just as good.
Where do you get Boston Market around nowadays? In the city?
There might be one in Penn
23rd
Station.
23rd Street.
Yeah.
Penn Station's disgusting.
In some like forlorn district, there
have
is
have you
one.
Been to the Moynihan train station?
The
Can
what?
Can I just say?
Moynihan?
The Moynihan train hall.
What is that?
It's the fancy Penn Station they built across the street.
No.
I took the Amtrak for the first time. They have a first class lounge. Wow. Just like Delta Sky Lounge.
You're like the points guy.
Well, he was optioned to come over to my house, to my podcast.
Oh, he should come on.
He should come on.
Yeah.
I need to find out points.
You do need to get your points game.
I have the silver, the platinum card, but I also need to have that.
You need the gold.
Why?
4 points on dining.
Oh.
And that's all I spend my money on.
So the Amex Gold, I'll get that one. So.
Amex Gold is like low-key a better, cheaper card. That's what I've learned from Brian.
Oh.
And if you go to thepointsguy.com/toast, they have the best cards for toasters.
Every time I get on the plane and I see Points Guy sticker on the side of the bus, I say to the lady, I was like, that's my friend. I know him.
By the way, same. I touch it. I'm like, you guys, I touch him. It. I know this guy. I feel so proud of him. Isn't that cool?
Too. I said, I know him. His name's on the side of the bus.
You need to get your points game on Fleek. Like, I travel pretty much for free.
I know. I got to do that.
Yeah. And it's actually like, I thought it was a thing that like rich people don't do, but now that you're rich, like rich people don't spend money on anything.
Yeah.
And that's the points thing.
I gotta try to get a
Brian will
in.
Give you like a full
Isn't there
course.
Like a venture, a sapphire, or a blue
Sapphire's
card?
Good too.
The blue card.
No, not blue. Sapphire Reserve.
That's one I should get.
Yeah, that's a good one. But honestly, the Amex Gold is the best card.
Oh, I have to go get one.
Yeah, go apply. Do you have good credit?
I didn't have good credit because I never really had, not that I had bad credit, I never had credit.
You had no credit, yeah.
I used my debit card for everything.
Me too, and that's when I met Brian and he was like offended.
Well, now my apartment's coming up. My thing lost 22 points this month.
Your credit?
Went down because I was spending too much money.
Well.
No one tells you this.
Yeah, you're like not supposed to use all of your credit limit.
Well, I was maxing that, not maxing, I was spending a lot of money and then paying it off like twice a month.
Right.
Like, but I wasn't like letting it go in delinquent.
Well, now that you're moving, there is a credit card, it's called Bilt, that you can earn points on rent. Today's episode is also brought to you by Thuma. Thuma, 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 let me be your Thuma. Introducing the bed by Thuma. It's handcrafted from eco-friendly, high-quality, upcycled wood. The bed has a modern, minimalist design that helps elevate any space. It's super supportive for your mattress, it's breathable, and it's made to naturally minimize noise and create space. The bed is put together by using the timeless technique of Japanese joinery. Each piece locks into place, which means that no tools or excess hardware are required for assembly. With clean lines, subtle curves, and lifestyle-enhancing details, the bed is simple sophistication for the bedroom. Jackie got a Thuma bed for what we're calling Snitch's room at her house in Florida. And let me tell you, it really was that easy. No screwdrivers, none of that business. Comes in 3 boxes. They're really easy to maneuver. The bed sets up really easily. And I swear it doesn't take more than 5 minutes. The perfect platform bed also just got better because you can now customize the bed by choosing between the original pillow board or a new solid wood headboard if that's more of your aesthetic. The headboard attaches directly to the bed and there are, again, no tools required. It's also made for how you live. It's backed with a lifetime warranty. It ships right to your door and it takes about 5 minutes to assemble with, like I said, no tools required. Along with the bed, Thuma offers other bedroom essentials to elevate bedtime. The mattress, the nightstand, the side table, they are all the perfect complements to the bed and they also have financing options available on their website. Create that feeling of checking into your favorite boutique hotel suite but at home with the bed by Thuma. And now go to thuma.co/toast to receive a $25 credit towards your purchase of the bed plus free shipping in the continental US. Go to thuma.co/toast, thuma.co/toast for a $25 credit. Today's episode is also brought to you by Better Sleep. We all want to feel ready to conquer the day when we wake up, but when you've got a lot on your mind, it's really tough to get the rest that you need. With the Better Sleep app, you can personalize a sleep experience that calms your racing thoughts and boosts concentration. In fact, Business Insider says that Better Sleep is one of the most positively reviewed apps in the history of the Apple Store. Let me tell you how this used to be something I would kind of roll my eyes at. I'm like, if I can't sleep, nothing's going to help. But let me tell you how this works and how at peace I feel and what a difference it's made in how I wake up and how I feel in the morning. So they have over 200 soothing sounds and a range of smart features to help you sleep faster, deeper, and for longer. You can explore audio tracks from categories like ASMR, which I love, brainwaves, meditation, stories. You can use a pre-made soundscape mix or combine your favorite sounds, color noises, melodies, etc. It's an award-winning app that works. It's the most positively reviewed apps in the Apple App Store. It's named was named Apple's App of the Day over 65 times. It's backed by sleep experts and science, so high-quality rest is vital to mental well-being and physical health. So Better Sleep collaborated with world-renowned sleep specialist and Oxford University professor Dr. Russell Foster to help you achieve your best sleep. When you sleep better, you feel better. Improve your quality of life in as little as 1 week. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play. That's Better Sleep on the App Store or Google Play. Better Sleep is, of course, BetterSleep. If you're having trouble sleeping, staying asleep, sleeping deep, take control.
I need to get all this because my lease, I'm moving on October, and I need to go up at least 25 points.
No, you're moving up in the world, Joey, and your finances have to reflect that.
I know.
We'll get you there.
Okay.
Okay, next story, our queen Kim Cattrall is talking about aging, and she's not giving us-
66?
She is, she's in her 60s. She won't say, but she's in her 60s. 66.
Yeah.
And she's not feeding us that like sort of thing. Everyone is like, I'm embracing aging. She says, no, I am battling aging in every way I can, and that includes
she's fillers, had a rough year.
Botox. She experienced a major loss. Yeah. So she had a candid conversation about aging. The 66-year-old actress revealed that she's fighting growing older. In an interview with the Sunday Times, she said that in my 60s now, I am battling aging in every way I can. There's so many other alternatives now, treatments that can simulate your own body to fight aging. There are fillers, Botox. There are so many different things that you can investigate and try and see if it's for you. If you have the money and more importantly, the right surgeon, it can't be emphasized enough. You want to look like you. It's not just a vanity thing. I play a certain kind of woman who looks a certain kind of way. And professionally, I am looking after myself. I so appreciate her like candid and like direct.
What was this clap back about? Was some people saying you're getting too much surgery?
No, I think like they were just having an open conversation about aging, and I think most women are like,
she's
embracing.
She's being honest about.
And she's like, no, bitch, like I'm supposed to be playing fabulous women.
Yeah.
And fabulous women get Botox.
Well, you remember for many moons, Samantha Jones was taking hormones things and eating hummus.
Yes, in Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
She couldn't get her yams.
Yes.
So Paula Abdul had to get her.
Was it her?
No, it was.
Oh yeah, no.
It was her like servant who was called. His name was Abdul, but he introduced himself. I'm Abdul, like Paula.
Yes, I remember another thing from they were in Mexico. My favorite line she always said when he's coming, bringing fresh fruit over. She goes, "Oh, thank you, Paolo."
Literally,
I remember that.
And Charlotte's just eating the pudding.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte shits her pants, much like you in the Uber.
She poo-pipsied her pants. I know. I'm all about that. I have a fabulous med spa that I go to.
You're not embracing the aging. You're not going.
Fuck
gray.
No.
Me neither.
Why would I do that?
No. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
44.
You look great.
Thank you.
I would have thought you're like 36.
Well. Thank you. I get you know, Botox, the fillers, mm-hmm. the jaw fillers.
Do you have a gray hair problem? We were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, my whole beard is painted on right now.
Really?
If I move the wrong way, I'll get it on your bouncy chair.
What are you?
Is that what it's called?
Bougle.
Bougle.
It's actually boucle, but we call it
boucle. I can never pronounce it.
Neither can we. That's why we call it boucle. What do you use on your beard to?
Just for Men.
Oh, like the dye.
I use beard dye most of the time, but then Just for Men also has this beard mascara. Oh. That's not my favorite product. My favorite product is their beard dye. I love that one. But for
a lot of women use that on their eyebrows.
I use this. And this is a trade secret. Everyone and their mother uses the root sprays.
Yes.
So I use Rita Hazon strictly. Yeah. Rita Hazon root spray. I use to fill my beard in. Mm-hmm. If you have any bald spots or thinning hair.
Yeah.
If you have a snatched ponytail and your roots are showing.
Yeah.
You get on the Rita Hazon spray and you spray it in your roots and it colors it in.
Or if you have like a lot of people struggle with like thin scalp coverage.
Yes, that's what I got. That's what I use. But on my beard, I use that. Or sometimes a little dark brown mascara from your lady's purse in a pinch. You can take all your gray whiskers and push them away.
I quite literally would have never guessed that wasn't just your beard.
Yeah.
It looks you did a great job.
Well, thank you.
And so I'm all here for this. I commend women who embrace the aging. But I also think like we can applaud women who don't want to embrace it.
Like look, speaking of Sex and the City, SJP, perfect opportunity. I'm sure she's nicked and plucked a little here and there, but she's embracing age. She's growing her grays out.
Yep.
Her face isn't, I don't think she really does do Botox. Doesn't seem like she does.
No, but she looks pretty good. I feel like she has to be doing something.
Something, yeah. Maybe she does those facial exercises.
I just love that like Kim Cattrall is talking about it. You know, it's like, great. Now I know
how do you
why.
Think about her coming back just for...
Well, it was
and
a little
said,
bit of a tease.
I wonder how much money Darren Star gave her.
I know. It was a little bit of a tease when they announced it. She's not filming with anyone. It's a phone call and she's by herself and she went to set and didn't even have to see anyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's just like copy and pasted.
Her character's not back.
But I guess it opens the door.
Yeah, I would like to hear back. I don't know how she'd play. I'm not the biggest fan of Just Like That.
Me neither, but I can't stop watching it.
I do like it. I like that Aiden's coming back this season.
Okay, rank the four main OG Sex and the City characters from best to worst.
Well, the worst one's Carrie.
Agreed.
Sure. She's a nightmare.
So four Carrie.
If you ever met her in person, she'd be the most biggest, the nightmare. Like
Carrie or SJP?
Carrie, I think SJP's lovely.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Carrie,
I mean, the worst friend,
oh,
worst
yeah,
everything.
Oh, yeah, Carrie is, well, no, SJP is lovely.
Okay, and then?
Then I see so much of myself in Charlotte and I'm like a Charlotte and a Samantha myself. So I would say the worst to best. The best one's Samantha, I would say.
Okay.
But then I would say Charlotte, I guess.
Okay.
And then Miranda.
That's so funny. I would go definitely Carrie last.
Yeah.
And then I think I would do Charlotte. I don't feel connected to Charlotte. She's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
And it would be a tie for first between Miranda and Samantha.
Yeah.
Samantha is everything. Like when you rewatch a show, you realize like she's the star.
Yeah, of course.
All the best one-liners are from
yes,
her. She had
her
the best
fashion.
Advice.
Yes,
that's
the best fashion.
Right. Yeah. Like Carrie was the fashion girly, the Maxinista. And really Samantha was out here pulling looks.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we agree on Carrie being the absolute worst. That's a lesson you learn. I feel like when you watch a show as a young person,
you don't realize it, but she is.
No, and then you actually watch a show as like an adult with you know your own life and your own friends, and you realize like if this bitch was in my life, I would cut her out in 10
yes,
fucking seconds.
Horrible friend,
toxic,
horrible friend, self-centered.
I mean, everything comes back to Carrie, but the episode where she like her apartment's going co-op.
Yes,
and
why didn't you offer me the money?
Right,
get the fuck out of here.
And it's like you're literally a woman of a certain age. You have a career. You're kind of a celebrity, and you've chosen to spend all your money on kitten heels. Why is that Charlotte's problem? Why is that Charlotte's problem?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that bothered me so much.
I know.
All right, speaking of people that bother me, Mark Consuelos is divulging in whether or not he or Kelly Ripa is the hornier one in the marriage.
Speaking of Mark Consuelos, what I've heard of him as of late is he took over for Ryan Seacrest or Mike Strahan?
Both.
Both of them. So he's a new co-host. So now it's like, you know, the couple's hosting.
It's a nepo husband.
It's supposedly not going well for the first season.
Yeah, I've heard it's just like, you know, I feel like it takes time to get used to a co-host. Not everyone can be a Joey
and Claudia. He never really did
hosting. No.
You know,
no.
Remember from All My Children and, you know. The
Riverdale.
The actor. You know, the sexy actor. So I think it's going to take him a while to get his footing in there.
But now he's in the news so much because everything he says is getting picked up. And so Mark Consuelos went on Watch What Happens Live, and he obviously started talking about him and Kelly's sex life because what else do these two people talk about? And they were doing the agree-disagree thing where Andy gives you a paddle and you either... He says a statement and you basically agree or disagree. And the statement was, my partner is hornier than me. And Mark Consuelos did disagree, and he said he was the hornier one.
Oh, I would think that the woman was a hornier one because, as you know, as we know from biology class, women find their horniest in their 40s, and men are like in their teens or like 18.
You're right.
So I would think that it'd be her being the hornier one. But I guess, you know, men are just always horny. She's pretty.
Have you had Andy Cohen on the podcast?
No, he didn't come on. But I was on his. I was a guest bartender.
Oh, how was that? I've done that
last year. I did it.
And was it a dream come true?
No, he didn't let me get a word in edgewise until the after show.
No, okay, same.
Until the after show.
Same. I went when I was in college. It was like my biggest dream. And it was like amazing to be there. And I was like so excited. I had like all these jokes prepared, all these one-liners.
And you thought you were going to do a monologue.
He did throw me. He's like, you're a big Bravo fan. I was like, this is my time. And I was like, yeah. And I had like all these things I wanted to say. And he was like, that's great, Claudia. Thanks for joining us. It is so exciting, but you get half a second.
Yeah. I just know that one day we'll be on the couch.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, was that all we had to say about Mark Consuelos? Like, genuinely, like, not to be rude, who cares? Our fifth and final story before we dive into some Dear Toasters, which I'm just dying to hear from you on.
Ooh, I'm excited to see what they have.
Is a little, you know, business news. Starbucks is bringing their line of olive oil coffee to more cities.
Now, is that a version of like the keto coffee that had butter in it?
I have no idea. They are going full steam ahead with their controversial line of olive oil infused coffee drinks, expanding one of the biggest new product launches in years to many more states and many more cities. So it's called Olido. That's what the drinks are called. O-L-E-A-T-O.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
PTSD.
What?
Olestra chips. Olean Olestra.
What is that?
Oh, this is, you're too young for this.
What Jewel. Is it? Is it like toxic
it was
diet culture?
It was fat-free chips. It was fat-free oil, but it says on the package will cause anal leakage. People's there's oil leaking out of people's assholes.
So I actually went to a bat camp.
I know Tony Sparber's.
Yes. And during the weekdays on the afternoon snack, sometimes it was a fudgesicle. That was like a great day because fudgesicles.
Remember those?
Yeah, but they were Blue Bunny brand. And if you, everyone only got one, but I wasn't, when I was much younger, I wasn't there.
You would shank someone behind the shed to get a second.
No, I was allowed to get seconds because I wasn't fat. Like I was on the maintenance program. I was there to support one of my sisters
who shall remain nameless.
If you read my book, you know who I'm talking about. And they give you this bracelet for the summer that's just like, I'm here to have
fun. Says, I'm not fat?
Pretty much. It's neon. It's like, it's so bright and it's like the coveted bracelet, you know?
Because you could sell them
on the black market.
But you went years prior.
Yes. And I always.
So she was an alumni. No. Right. Wait, what's it called?
Alumni. I graduated.
Oh, so your sister had legacy.
Yes. Yes. So I could basically eat whatever I wanted. And I had a couple fudgicles that day and I didn't realize on the package says, you know, may cause anal leakage. And that was actually the first time I sharted.
Were you wearing white shorts from Wet Seal?
I was wearing yellow because it was color war. And I actually remember what caused me to shart. I had a few fudgicles that day. I was like probably 8 years old. And I was on the gold team. So I was wearing all gold. Ooh. And it was the night the color war ended. And they announced like the winner is gold. And I jumped up. I was so excited. And I ran to Olivia and Jackie's bunk because it was so close to where we were. And I had sharted.
Well, I can imagine the excitement.
Color war. I was one of those kids. Did you ever go to camp?
No, I tried to go to Tony Sparrow, but my parents wouldn't pay for it because it was $3,000.
Yeah. By the way, I was just having this conversation with someone about how like most
my friend Shari Glazer went.
Oh, I don't know her.
Yeah.
Most of my like gay male friends didn't go to camp because I imagine it would have been like a traumatizing experience to be like a closeted kid in a bunk of all boys. But I feel like you so missed out on the experience of it. Like if you could have been in the girls' bunk, like they would have loved you.
Oh,
and you
I know
loved
exactly
it.
What happened.
And so many of my like most fond memories and crazy stories come from camp.
Well, all my friend Marty, he's a producer over at Out and About. He's Jewish, and all young Jewish kids go to camp every year, and that's where everyone has their first kiss. That's where everyone gets finger banged for the first time.
100%.
It's like Jewish camp, and it sounds worse than it is.
No,
it was but it's,
and that's where I had my first shart.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for like making this a safe space that I could share that with you.
Absolutely.
You kind of opened the door with the shitting in the Uber.
Well, I'm very transparent about it.
You're so honest.
I have to be.
So olive oil coffee. You told me you've had one.
I've had olive oil cocktails and coffee. Cocktails I've had.
Does that mean they actually put olive oil in
it's
it?
It's actually delicious.
Really?
So they do.
Doesn't olive oil make you shit your pants?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't think you're drinking olive oil. I think it's like you're just like my cocktail I had. It just has like a few
infused.
Drops of it. Infused. So I think this is just more of like a way of like instead of adding a creamer, take like instead of adding milk to take the bitterness out. I think this is just rounding the flavors out.
So it says that each of the Starbucks drinks are going to be prepared with a spoonful of olive oil.
Oh,
it adds 120 calories according to Starbucks. And there's also a cold brew with an olive oil infused cold foam.
Cold foam.
It's called golden foam. I just feel like coffee is fine.
Yeah,
you know, we don't need to be innovating.
I don't know. Why are you putting fat in the coffee anyway? I'm drinking black coffee right now.
Do you not do milk?
No.
Why not?
Just because of the calories.
Oh, okay.
Even the almond milk. Are like
oat milk?
It doesn't make it. I don't mind the taste of it, so I don't have it. But I do like, I've been doing matcha a lot lately.
Oh, wow. You're really toxic.
I love matcha.
You do?
Yeah, but not the, I don't do the lattes because it's too milky for me. So I do it with water. I love matcha flow. Have you had it?
No, I've never had matcha.
I don't
eat anything.
Well, did you ever find your Starbucks drink when you were there?
I did, actually. I really like the Starbucks drinks at the grocery store. Like
okay.
The jugs of iced coffee with a little coffee mate, hazelnut, sugar-free. I actually don't like anything like from Starbucks.
Right.
So I save myself a lot of money.
But yeah, I don't think there's a need for calories. I'd rather save my calories for other things.
That makes a lot of sense, Joey. That makes a lot of sense.
You have to, it's about balancing, in life. So I'd rather eat like 0 points foods. Those are like, that's Weight Watchers.
Yeah,
thing.
I know.
I'd rather eat like salads and like grilled chicken and like nothing all day and then just get tanked on like 2 bottles of wine.
Yeah, yeah. That's the
only thing. And then put yourself down with a sleeping pill so you don't pig out.
So you don't pig out and like order diner.
Yeah.
100%. Well, Joey, those were the Fast Five, and I couldn't have done them without you.
No, this is so much fun.
But what's so exciting is that today's Wednesday, our weekly advice segment called Dear Toasters, where you can write in to deartoasters@gmail.com, and we will read your prompt on air.
At gmail.com.
Okay. Gmail.com. And it's totally anonymous, and we have some fucking wild ones today because, of course, we do. It's Joey. Today's episode is brought to you by the farmer's dog. When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Well, dog food needs some fresh thinking, and that's where the farmer's dog comes in. It's real food. You're feeding your dog the farmer's dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food, whole meat and vegetables, and it's gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Theo had a lot of issues with his food. He went through this phase where he couldn't keep food down. And now that we have switched to the farmer's dog, it's real fresh, healthy. It's like stored in the fridge, in the freezer. It's legit. There are so many benefits. He's keeping his food down way better. His breath, oh my God, his breath used to be so bad. His breath is so much better. His coat is shiny. He has lots of energy. And he just doesn't have those stomach problems that he had for many, many years. The meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs. It's conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. If you want to get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy dog food, do so at thefarmersdog.com/toast. Plus, you get free shipping. So just what you have to do is go to thefarmersdog.com/toast, T-O-A-S-T, and you will get 50% off your first box, plus free shipping. Invest in the health of your Strice Bro. Like, it will pay off in spades. They will feel better. They will look better. And you will feel better just knowing that you're being an amazing mom. So that's thefarmersdog.com/toast. Hello, queens. I have an issue. My husband is obsessed with his penis.
Oh, so I probably am too.
But this is next level. The infatuation has gotten so serious that I'm truly concerned about it and wondering if it might be more common and it's just taboo to talk about. Here are some examples. He's upset at his parents for circumcising him. He says it takes away 30% of his sensation and it is abuse.
How did he get the percentage out?
So he uses a device to regrow his foreskin. He wears this odd device for multiple hours a day to stretch it out, and he wakes up early to stretch his penis out for an hour straight. He sends me pictures of his foreskin growth at least 3 times a week and talks about it nonstop. He measures and keeps track, and he wants to talk about it daily, and I'm quite frankly exhausted from it. I want to be supportive and loving, but it's getting so excessive that I almost want to ask if he needs to see a therapist. Yeah. I think his penis is perfect the way that it is. I also wish he'd use the hours stretching his cock to do things that actually need to get done around the house.
Yes.
Would you pretend it's fine and just continue being supportive, or push him to find the underlying reason for why he seems to be so infatuated with his cock? Thank you, girlies. A toaster who is tuckered out. It's not normal.
Great question.
And this isn't like a thing that like nobody's talking about, but it's very common.
No.
This
is not. It's terrible. I mean, a lot of men have that kind of like missing out thing. I wish I had. I know not. I wouldn't want a full foreskin, but you know, it is like.
Are you circumcised?
Yeah, but you get like. I think you get more dick if it is uncircumcised.
You definitely get more length. It's not as sanitary, I believe.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with it being whatever.
Yeah,
but there's definitely something underlying there that's not normal.
Right, right. To like, you know, I actually met someone who had a penis implant.
For girth or length?
All the above.
Oh.
Actually,
were they gay?
Of course.
Of course. Because I know straight man's going through all that.
And when I tell you, it was all this person talked about, and it was like kind of insufferable.
Were they
like
a name dropper?
It was just like every conversation was about the penis.
Did he show everyone?
Yes.
Did it look real?
Yes.
Oh. Do you have a picture of it?
I after? Don't. Okay. I don't. But maybe I can get one for you. I'll ask if you're interested in the procedure. I believe he flew to Turkey as well.
You can get everything done there.
That's the thing.
I would definitely find, you know, it's fine. I wouldn't kink shame him or shame him for it. So either figure out what it is, or more importantly for me, it's him not getting things done around the house when he
should be doing
that.
Not acceptable. Not acceptable.
Stretch your dick all you want, but take out the fucking garbage.
Yeah, Harold. I'm pretty sure you can take your dick out, take your trash out while your dick is being stretched.
Yes. Like the device, shouldn't take all day. Put the device on.
He's waking up early to put the device on. Well, why don't you wake up early and do the dishes?
Yeah, and if you want, why don't you tell your husband to send me the pics instead?
Yes,
and then
yes.
You don't have to worry about seeing them, and then he can be gone on this day. But yeah, chores before your foreskin.
Chores before whores.
Yeah.
Chores before whores.
Yeah, but I hear you, sister. It can be annoying. That's what triggers me. Like when someone's like, "It's fine. Do all you play with your dick all you want."
But you're not contributing.
Yeah.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah, I need you to pick this shit up.
But I also need you to know this is like definitely not normal. Like this is not a thing we're all suffering in silence with.
Yeah.
It's definitely a unique issue, and there's probably an underlying issue, and therapy might not hurt.
Yeah, I think there's some trauma. You should go to BetterHelp.com.
He should go to BetterHelp.com and use code TOAST.
Yeah, or.
No, just go toast.
They get us all, don't they?
They get us all.
No, but I do love BetterHelp. I use it myself.
Toast. All right, ready? Ready for our next image?
Yeah.
Hey, girlies. I'm currently going through a divorce. It'll be final in 3 weeks. My husband's family is very close and tight-knit. We were always together for everything. Well, I get a DM today in vanish mode from his first cousin who we did everything with, like every family event. Okay, and he was asking me out to dinner. He then said it would be fun as long as nobody knew. I obviously turned it down, but do I mention it to my soon-to-be ex-husband? I don't want to cause any drama in the family. I'm about to be divorced from them, but I feel like I would also like to know if this was happening behind my back. What should I do? Mention it to my soon-to-be ex-husband or let it go?
I would let it go.
Me too. This is not your family anymore. Not my circus. Not my monkeys. It's not a guy.
Is a cousin married? If he was married, I would say something. He's single, then no.
Even if he was, like, these people are not your problem anymore.
Yeah.
Bye.
I would just say no, ma'am.
I mean, this also
don't say anything.
This is, you know, a good opportunity for an anonymous letter, a la Ron and Sam.
Yeah, a la Snoopy.
What do you think about Sammy coming back to Jersey Shore?
I love it. I think it's funny.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
And Ronnie's not there, right?
No.
Good. Ronnie's so toxic.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening there.
Are you filming? No,
I'm not filming. I have they can't afford me.
Good.
I'm only kidding. No. I haven't been really asked. But I think I don't know this for sure, but I know that there's like something going on with him, like coming back to some degree.
I mean, he has so many problems, like legally, personally.
I don't think he'll come back full time, but I think maybe I overheard that he was like maybe filming some scenes or something. I don't know.
With Sam?
No, I don't think so.
I feel like she would only agree to come back if he wasn't there.
Yeah, I think that's the reason that probably she did.
Are the girlies on good terms with her?
Yes. We were never on good terms with her.
But she just didn't want to be a part of it.
Yeah, so we asked her to come out, like invited her to everything we went to, like all the things. I'm including myself as one of the girls.
Yeah, you are.
We invited her out for years to come out to things, and she just always kind of ghosted us. And then she unfollowed all of us and blocked us. And now she's back in the thing. I think she just wanted to like escape. I think she was so traumatized from like all that shit
for
so many years.
That's another thing. When you go back and watch it, you realize
it was
like,
bad.
Ronnie was like deeply manipulative and like borderline abusive to her, and like she put up with so much, and like she was just so vulnerable. Once I rewatched it as an adult, I was like, oh, there. I would never come back either.
Yeah. I can definitely see that. You know how it was a shock for her, but I think now. I believe she's single again.
Yeah.
So I think now is the perfect time. Live your life. She's fabulous. She's gorgeous. She's fun.
She's gorgeous. She's fun. Yeah. She's fabulous.
She's fun and fabulous. So I think it's a good time for her to get out there, hang out with the girls, you know, get some more, you know, exposure for herself and you know, get some new businesses going, whatever she wants to do with her life. But I think she's always been fun and lovely. And I'm excited to see what happens with her.
You're such a media trained queen.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Okay, back to this girl. My advice is stay out of it. Like, don't respond.
No.
These aren't your people anymore. You have absolutely no responsibility to do the right thing. Like, goodbye. Even if he is married.
And what is vanish mode?
Oh, vanish mode is a thing on Instagram where, like, everything vanishes.
Like Snapchat.
Kind of, yeah.
Can they see screenshots on Instagram now?
No.
Oh.
No.
Good.
Yeah, it's nice.
I screen grab everything.
Oh, God. Good to know.
Have you ever screen grabbed and sent it to the person you screen grabbed from?
Of course. And sometimes I'll gaslight them and be like, look what you just sent me.
It was you on TikTok. Was it you?
No.
There was someone on TikTok that said like, what to do if you do that, and a great way to follow up, like a great quote to follow up with to say like why you.
Okay, what was it?
It was something like, oh my God, are you getting my messages? Because every year's is coming up like, mine's coming up as something.
Green, yeah. Oh, that's really smart.
Yeah, tell me if it's coming through. It keeps saying not to live. It's green on my end or something.
That's genius.
Yeah.
That's better than mine.
Yeah.
But I'll just gaslight people being like, look at that message you just sent me. You're being crazy.
Yeah.
And it like doesn't really work.
Read it back to yourself to see.
But honestly, read it back. But sometimes like you just got to own it. But like, yeah, I was talking shit.
Yeah.
Like we're having a fight. Like I have to vent. It is what it is.
Three-way call.
Okay. Right. Ready for our third and final Dear Toasters?
Yes, bring it.
Hey, girly swirlies. I'm writing in so I can stop being a naggy bitch girlfriend.
Ooh.
My boyfriend has a great group of friends from college that he keeps in touch with. It's like half girls, half boys. The only issue I have is his ex of 2 years is in that friend group, and she's clearly still in love with him. I completely and fully trust him, and he has been nothing but reassuring when I need it. I love him to bits, and I know he loves me too, and he would never do anything with her. Regardless, I still find myself just hating this bitch.
Yeah.
No matter how much she makes it clear to her that they are just friends, I still feel like she oversteps and honestly just wish she would find someone else and move the fuck on. I don't want to let this past relationship ruin my current one. Do you have any tips on how to stop resenting this and the fact that they remain friends?
Yes. I know it seems hard and seems crazy. You need to go into the lion's den and become friends with this girl. You have to.
That's actually really good advice.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because first of all, you're going to realize that maybe you'll get some self-assurance that it's not that. You have to try to set her up with someone else.
Oh, I love
that. To
get her
out of there. Like either like find a new friend. But you have to become friends with her because that's going to take the worry off you. But it's also keep your enemies closer, you know, enemies closer, whatever they say. And I think that'll give you more peace of mind. And it also drive him a little crazy, so that might be something fun if you get the upper hand.
That is some of the best advice, first of all.
Yeah.
I don't always agree with keep your friends close and your enemies closer. In this case, I actually do.
Yeah.
But you know what is one of those limericks that I find myself like really resonating with? The enemy of my enemy is my friend. When I find out someone...
Wait.
Think of your enemy.
Okay.
Then think of your enemy's enemy.
Oh.
That person's your friend.
Oh, right.
Because like you have a mutual enemy.
Right, right, right.
Whenever I find out that like someone I know has like the same enemy as me, like I'm automatically like gravitating. I'm like levitating towards
that's
them.
That's like what is that the same thing when you like you and the your friend at work hate the same person?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. No. Yeah. No, it's not. No, okay. It's not. Sorry.
It's just once that someone's twice removed.
Yeah. Think about something. It. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Got it. Okay.
Isn't that genius?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so true.
What a haiku.
Who's your enemy?
My inner saboteur.
You are literally not okay, and you are so RuPaul. Your inner saboteur. They love to say that on RuPaul.
Are you watching the season?
Is it on?
It just ended. All Stars.
Oh no, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm behind.
Oh, what's on?
Who's on it?
Paramount Plus.
Oh, is Kennedy Davenport on it?
No, she's not on this one this time. It's who's left? It's Alexis Michelle, Candy Muse, Jimbo.
I fucking love Candy
Muse. Heidi and Closet just had a storm off. She just quit the show.
Really?
Yes, because she was being bullied. Who else is on the show this season?
Candy Muse is probably one of my favorite queens, but she's not a winner.
No. She's great though.
She's an amazing personality.
Yeah, her. Who else is on there? You know, you have to watch.
So Paramount by the way, I didn't even know it was on.
I go to every single event for them, every single one of them. And I always want to bring you with me. I don't think you're ever interested in coming.
Why?
Will you come to all of them?
Of course.
Yes, I have very good
friends. Did you see the Vegas review show?
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, I went there, yeah.
It was very good.
Very good.
Okay, I will watch, and I would love to come with you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Joey on the Toast. But you can catch Joey all week long on your podcast, Out and About.
Out and About. Comes out every Wednesday, every Friday on BarstoolSports.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
And then you also have your podcast with Snooki, which comes out
every Friday. It's called It's Happening with Snooki and Joey, anywhere fine podcasts are found. You can follow me at Joey Camasta on all social platforms.
Like which ones? Instagram?
Instagram at Joey Camasta.
TikTok?
TikTok at Joey.Camasta.
Oof.
I know. I can't get rid of the dot.
It's so annoying.
And then, Twitter. I go on Twitter now.
You tweet.
I tweet. I got to get bigger on. I saw you. You had a slow start on TikTok.
I had a very slow start on TikTok. I'm still figuring it out, but I'm finding my groove.
Yeah. I got to find my groove.
You can do like your glam. Glam does so well on TikTok that you can do like your funny.
I think you get ready with me.
Comedy shtick while you're doing glam.
Yeah.
I love that.
We'll figure it out.
So follow Joey. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for coming. I'll come back anytime.
I know you will. And I would love to have you
again.
And
please be nice to me, toasters.
They will. They love you. Okay, Did you see the outcrying of support when you were announced? I was shocked.
And tell a friend. Tell a friend to follow me.
Tell a friend. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as podcasts anywhere podcasts can be found. So Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us at Toast, leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. Hope you guys have an amazing day. We will see you tomorrow for a podcast-only episode with Jackie. Her and I will be recording remotely. And then Friday's episode is in studio with Jax and Brittany. Video and audio, you're not going to want to miss it. Love you dearly. Bye.